Welcome back to the 25th edition of the Thoughts from the Bench podcast. I am your host, Lucas Jett, and I'm joined by two other co-hosts in a Google Plus Hangout. And we have Austin Guthrie and Ben Marks. And guys, as I'm going to ask, what is you guys' early impressions on the NFL season? How excited are you guys to get this thing started?
I'm excited for it. The NFL is probably my favorite season out of the four major sports. Mainly, I'm looking forward to Gronk being back. He's a dynamite player and fun to watch.
And I'm incredibly excited to watch my Green Bay Packers beat the Seattle Seahawks in 2 days on Thursday. Have a little $2 wager with Luke, and I'm pretty positive that I'm going to win.
Well, I don't think you're going to win. But we'll get back to that later on in the podcast. This is going to be our NFL prediction show. We're going to go through division by division and name off our teams who we think are going to make the playoffs. And then we're going to name off the seedings, the championship games for each league, and the Super Bowl and our Super Bowl picks. So we're going to start with the AFC North. The Bengals won last year. The Ravens are always tough. The Steelers. The Browns don't have anything. So what are you guys' thoughts?
I got the Bengals winning it this year. Like you said, Steelers, I mean, they haven't really improved much. Defense is still the same. Browns, I mean, they have Manziel, but I don't know if he'll be enough to get into the playoffs. Ravens, same defense. Joe Flacco still sucks. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I like the Bengals to win that division as well. Last night on a whim, I kind of texted Luke that I predicted the Steelers to win. However, just looking at it, the Steelers defense just doesn't add up. Then you look at Dalton coming off of his new contract, and the amount of like offensive weapons that Cincinnati has to go along with a very good defense. That's scary, and I think that they win the division. And possibly a Ravens wild card.
Well, we're not to the wild card yet, so hold your horses there, champ.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the AFC East, where the Patriots have reigned the division for forever, I think. And I don't really see any other reason that not to pick the Patriots, so I'm going to take the Pats. Oh, I took the Bengals for the AFC North, too. So, go ahead, guys.
I got the Pats. No reason not to pick them. Healthy Gronk, healthy Brady. No chance.
Since 2001, only one other team has won that division outside
Ooh,
the Patriots.
Dolphins in 06. Was I right?
I don't know if it was 06. No, it was the year.
It was the year Brady went down. It was 09 when Caswell had come in.
Oh,
was
yeah.
It? Yes.
Okay.
I believe that it was 09.
Okay.
No, but I don't see any other reason. I mean, they don't have any competition. Jets aren't going anywhere. Mike Vick will start by game four. You know, it is. There's no one else in the division.
So you guys are saying.
Easiest division to predict.
So you guys are saying that you don't believe in Kyle Orton's talent in Buffalo?
That's a good joke.
The neckbeard will reign again.
Just like he did in the 2005 playoffs.
Hey man, he led us there. Sort of. Handing off
the credit. Led is used as a very light relative term.
All right, we're going to shift our focus to the AFC West, which is probably one of the most competitive divisions. You got the Broncos, the reigning AFC champs. You got the Chargers, who are always on the prowl. I hate Philip Rivers, but that's okay. The Kansas City Chiefs are usually good for a half of a year, and then the Raiders. So I'm going to go with the Broncos to win the division for the third straight year.
I also am going to pick the Broncos to win it. They have a better defense this year.
well have the Broncos. The Wes Welker injury is going to affect them, but I mean, it's still Peyton Manning. So then they picked up some defensive weapons in the offseason. I don't think that there is too much of a competition as far as who wins that division.
Just don't take any Molly at the Kentucky Derby and we'll be okay. Man, Wes Welker, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Popping Molly.
I guess so. This is ridiculous. But, okay, so the final division in the AFC is the AFC South. The Colts are pretty good, I would say, on the rise with Andrew Luck and his neckbeard. The Titans are there. The Texans are terrible. And the Jaguars are terrible. So this is another easy one for me. I'm going with the Colts.
Another easy one for me also. I like the Jags, but not this year. I like where they're going with Blake Bortles, but they just don't have all the pieces together. So I am going to go with the Colts.
Yeah, Colts as well. The Texans might have gotten the most talented person in the draft, but they still don't have a quarterback, and they don't have a happy starting star wide receiver. And Aaron Foster will be hurt by week 3.
All right. So, I want to hear you guys' wild card predictions. I think I want you guys to go first because I haven't made my mind on the second one.
Austin, you go first. I got to think about this for a sec.
The two wild card spots that I have one going to the Chargers. I think they'll have the first wild card spot as much as I dislike Philip Rivers as well. I think that their defense is just it's gonna shock a lot of people. And then my second one, I am torn on, but I think that I'm going to give it to the Ravens, as I think Ray Rice will punish the ground as much as he punishes his fiancés. So
that's terrible. That's awful. Okay, you can go, Ben.
Okay, I think that my first playoff spot will go to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Andy Reid did a good job last year. It'll be season 2 under Reid. And Alex Smith just got a big contract extension. So I think they'll get that one. And then for my second wild card, I'd probably have to go with Houston.
Okay.
Houston.
Okay. Case Keenum going to lead the Texans to the playoffs, I guess.
Better than Matt Schaub.
Oh, wait. No. Matt Schaub's in Oakland and Case Keenum's in St. Louis. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick had bad luck. He was with Buffalo and nobody wants to go to Buffalo. Even DJ Manuel wants out.
All right, I'm going to go with the Chiefs as my first one. Pretty obvious pick. I mean, they got maybe the best running back in the league in Jamaal Charles. Alex Smith is a very underrated quarterback. I think he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and I think with the wide receiving core there, I mean, it's decent. It's not great, but it's okay, and their defense is pretty good. And my second one is kind of a surprise. I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins. I think that Ryan Tannehill is poised for a big year. Mike Wallace there. They just signed No'Shawn Moreno in the offseason. I think they're ready to make the next step into the playoffs. Okay.
I mean, I completely disagree with you, but I don't see... I'm not saying that the Dolphins are going to be terrible, but they're bringing in a completely new offensive line. I think that it's going to take a while for them to get their feet under them. And I do not see that. As far as the Chiefs are like a viable option, and I won't diss that one.
Okay. I'm believing in the Dolphins talent this year. But
make one of us.
Okay, we're going to take a sidebar into the NFC North. We're going to go each team and tell you the record of their team. Austin, you want to lead this off?
Alrighty, so I have the Green Bay Packers at 12-4.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears at 10-6. Minnesota at 7-9, and Detroit at 7-9.
Okay, so, and you have the Packers winning it, the division, and do you have the Bears as a wild card?
I do have the Bears as a wild card.
First or second?
I have them as a first wild card.
Okay. Ben?
I'd go, I don't know, Green Bay, 11-5, Bears, 10-6. I think Detroit will go 8-8. And Minnesota will go 6-10.
Okay, and do you have the Bears making the playoffs?
Yes, first wild card.
Okay, I'm gonna go that Green Bay's 12-4, and I think that the Bears will go 11-5. I think that Detroit will go 7-9, and I think that Minnesota will go 5-12, or 5-11. And I have Green Bay winning the division, obviously, and I have the Bears as my first wild card. So.
So we all have Bears as first wild card, and Packers winning it.
Yep. Okay, we're gonna go to the NFC East, which is the most wide open division, I think. You got the Eagles. Don't know about Nick Foles. Probably have the most explosive offense in the league. Dallas with Tony Romo usually chokes around December. RG3, don't know how he's coming back. And then you got the Giants, who knows with Eli Manning these days. I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles winning the division.
I also have the Eagles winning the division.
I was just
going to say that looking forward to watching Washington this year. I like RG3. And Alfred Morris should be good. And I think it'll be exciting to see what Jay Gruden can do with RG3.
I will agree with both of you guys in that. I think that the Eagles win it. Also, I think Luke is as well a RG3 fan. It'll be interesting with DeSean Jackson in that offense. I just don't think that they're going to have enough to overpower the Eagles. And I think the Eagles actually have a very good year. I think Eli's definitely going to have a better year. It couldn't possibly get worse. And I'm not forgetting Dallas. Dallas doesn't have a defense. So that's my wrap up on the division.
Okay. We'll go with the NFC West, and it might be the easiest division to pick. I'm going with the Seahawks. The Niners have too many questions on defense now. The Cardinals are an up-and-coming team. They probably will contend for the second wild card. And the Rams are, you know, the Rams. Sean Hill is going to win MVP this year, so that's my bold prediction.
I got the Seahawks winning it. Really no question in that division.
Yeah, I definitely think the Seahawks win it. Sean Hill will not win MVP. In fact, he will probably be one of the worst quarterbacks. I think that the 49ers I don't know how many people they're actually going to have left on the roster come like week 3 or 4 at this rate. And then the Cardinals, I think, are going to be the second best in the division, and hint, hint, they might make a wild card.
Alright, I wrote it down. Then we're going to go to our final division, the NFC South. We have the Saints, who have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Cam Newton in Carolina has a potent running attack with him and those two running backs behind him, but not anything on the receiving core. Tampa Bay has Josh McCown, and he's going to be terrible. And Atlanta could be on a bounce back here with Julio Jones and Roddy White coming back healthy. So I'm going to go with the Saints in that division. I don't think it's going to be particularly close, and let's hear you guys' thoughts.
I like the Tampa too.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm not a real big Josh McCown fan.
Nobody is.
But he's a solid quarterback. He gets the job done. And I think they'll win it.
Okay.
I am going to go with the Saints. I think that Tampa definitely has a good year, and I think that they start to develop a defense, but I don't think it'll be enough. Atlanta will definitely be better, obviously, with Julio and Roddy coming back. And then Carolina, just one of the best defenses, but you need more than just a quarterback on an offense. So that's my prediction for that division.
All right. And Ben, what's your second wild card here?
My second wild card, I am going to go with Arizona, I guess.
So you're gonna say the Saints?
You think that New Orleans is not even gonna make the playoffs?
No, I don't think. I don't think New Orleans will make the playoffs.
That's bold.
I think they're on the downhill.
That's bold.
All right. So,
I applaud boldness.
But you hated on my Dolphins pick, so that's cool. But regardless, Austin, let's hear your top four seeds for the AFC and NFC.
My top four in the NFC goes the Saints, the Packers, the Seahawks, and then the Eagles.
Okay.
And then do you want me to do AFC or do you want everyone's NFC?
No, let's just, yeah, we'll go AFC with you.
All right, and then AFC, I have Patriots, Broncos, Bengals, Colts.
Okay, Ben?
For NFC, I have Seattle, Green Bay, then I'll go with Philadelphia, and Tampa.
Okay, and
then for
AFC.
AFC, I'll go Patriots, Broncos, Colts, and
well, you only
Bengals.
Yeah, you only have one team left, so the Bengals.
I was drawing a blank on the other one.
My NFC is going to go the Seahawks, the Saints, the Packers, and the Eagles. And then my AFC will go the Broncos. I think the Colts are going to make huge stride this year, and the Patriots, and then the Bengals. For your NFC championship game, Austin, who do you have?
I have just winning it or like in it?
No, in it.
All right, I have the Saints and the Packers in it.
Okay, and who wins?
And the Saints win.
Okay. Ben?
I have Seattle and Chicago.
And I'm going to guess Seattle winning it?
With Seattle winning it, yes.
Okay.
Quick sidebar. Never mind. I'm not even going to point out the fact that that can't happen.
I don't care. I don't even know. I don't even care how
you're gonna rearrange the wild card system.
Well,
It could happen
because one
Arizona could win. Like Arizona could win. Like both wild card teams could win.
Both wild card wins. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because I mean, the Bears are in Tampa, and then Arizona in Philly. I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
But
okay. Not completely impossible.
Not completely impossible. You almost scared me when you almost went to Bears. But
bold again.
I'm gonna go Seattle over New Orleans. I just think their defense is so good. Austin, let's hear your AFC.
AFC, I have the Patriots over the Broncos.
Okay. Ben?
Patriots over the Colts.
Okay, and I'm going to go the Colts over the Broncos.
Ooh, a little bit of Peyton Manning pull.
I just think Andrew Luck's going to lead the team to the Super Bowl.
See, he hasn't been good in past playoffs. I don't know.
I have faith in him. So, Austin, your Super Bowl champion is?
The New England Patriots.
Okay. And Ben, your Super Bowl champion is?
New England Patriots.
And my Super Bowl champion is a repeat, the Seattle Seahawks.
Repeats never happen.
Seattle's offense isn't enough to get it done.
Marshawn.
Terrible bold prediction.
All right, so just to recap, Austin has the Patriots over the Saints in the Super Bowl. I have the Seahawks over the Colts, and Ben has the Patriots over the Seahawks. That concludes our NFL predictions. We're going to go into a weekly segment. We're going to pick all the game's winners and see how we do throughout the season. So, Austin, we'll start out with you and your favorite team. We got the Packers in Seattle for ring night on Thursday night. And what do you think is going to happen? I've already got it written down, but what do you think is going to happen?
I believe that the Packers are going to win. They're going to shock a lot of people out there. There's definitely still some buildup of the whole replacement refs touchdown interception from 2 years ago. I think the Packers have the offensive weapons to beat Seattle. They don't just rely upon one wide receiver.
Okay, and Ben?
Seattle.
And I'm going Seattle too.
And the over on the plus six.
Okay, and Austin's going under. And okay, we're going to start out with the Bears and Bills. I'm going to take the Bears, obviously, and I'm going to have them cover the spread of 7 points. Ben?
Bears cover.
And Austin?
Bears cover.
Okay. New Orleans Saints in Atlanta. The spread is 3 points for New Orleans.
Saints cover.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Saints as well, and I think they will not cover.
What is it? Is it just 3 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Saints, and then I think they'll cover. They'll probably win by like 4 or 5.
Okay. Minnesota in St. Louis. It's 3.5. I'm going to take the Rams to cover.
I'll take Minnesota, and I say they won't cover.
Okay. Austin, do you believe in Sean Hill?
Oh, man. I hate Sean Hill. I'm going to go Minnesota, and I think they cover.
Well, Minnesota can't cover since St. Louis has the
Minnesota,
spread.
They can't, whatever.
Okay. Cleveland at Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh by 7. I'm going to take the Steelers to cover.
I'll take Browns.
Okay, upset. And Austin.
What was the line again on that?
7.
7? I think that it'll be Pittsburgh, and I believe they do not cover.
Okay. Philly by 24, or in normal language, 10. I'm going to take the Eagles. I'm going to take the Eagles to cover.
I'll take the Eagles to cover.
I'll take the Eagles to cover, but not by 24.
Oh, and that was Jacksonville. That was Jacksonville in Philly, if I didn't. I can't remember if I said that or not. Oakland at the New York Jets. By 5.5 for the Jets. I think the Raiders go in there, and I think Matt Schaub dominates and they win.
David Carr is starting quarterback.
I think David Carr is going to go in there and dominate and win.
It's Derek Carr, actually.
I think Derek Carr is going to go in there and cover and win.
I agree. I think Oakland wins.
I really hate you for making that bold prediction because that was actually going to be mine.
So Oakland.
You suck.
That's okay. Cincinnati in Baltimore. Baltimore by 1.5. I'm going to take the Bengals to win on the road.
Bengals.
Bengals.
Yeah. Okay. Washington in Houston. Houston by 2.5.
Washington.
Washington.
As well, I will go with my boy RG3. Tennessee in Kansas City, and Kansas City by 3.5. I think Kansas City covers that and more.
I think Kansas City covers.
I think I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Okay.
Feeling not risky.
All right. I like Jake Locker.
New England in Miami, and New England by 5. I'm going to go with my wild card winner, Miami, to win.
New England
by over 20. Oh, man. Ben, do you think they cover?
Yeah, they'll cover.
Okay, Carolina in Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay by 2. I think Carolina will win.
I think Tampa Bay covers.
Okay, awesome.
I think I'm going to go... I'm going to go Carolina.
Put a little asterisk on my Patriots.
Why?
Prediction.
Why?
If Gronk does not play, then I take Miami.
Well, I think they said he's going to play.
Belichick said today that he's still uncertain.
I mean, Gronk came out and said that he was definitely playing without a doubt. So now,
yeah, I know, but Belichick's like, hold your horses.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I have a New England cover with an asterisk, and it says, if Gronk plays. Got it. Okay. So you want Miami if Gronk doesn't?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and San Francisco in Dallas. San Francisco by 4.5. I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I guess like San Fran.
To cover?
I think we'll cover, yeah.
Awesome.
I picked San Fran to cover.
Indianapolis in Denver, 7.5 points, and this is my AFC Championship preview. I'm going to take Denver, but they're not going to cover.
Denver doesn't cover.
They want to go Indy.
New York Giants at Detroit Lions. This is a freaking awesome Monday Night Football game. I tell you what.
What?
Wow.
What's the spread?
5.5 for Detroit. No confidence.
Detroit covers.
No confidence for Eli Manning. I think
yeah,
I'm gonna
go Detroit covers.
I think I'm gonna go with Detroit too. I don't know why, but and our last game, San Diego in Arizona, and Arizona by 3. I think they cover that.
Arizona covers.
Is that in Arizona or San Diego?
Arizona.
Alright, I think Arizona they covered.
Alright, and that'll wrap up our prediction show for the NFL. I mean, we'll be back next week. We're going to do our pick'ems, and we'll have the results of these pick'ems next week. We're going to try to do these every Tuesday night. We'll have the pick'ems up. And that's about it. So you guys got any number 25s for the episode?
Chicago White Sox. Well, he did play for them for a little bit, but I'm going to go with Jim Thome. He was one of my favorite White Sox growing up. He wasn't with the team very long, but he was one of my favorite players.
All right. Awesome.
I had one, but my freaking computer is... I was going to pick the goalkeeper for the Chicago Fire. Sean Johnson, maybe a name?
Good. Sean Johnson.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go with former Bears and NIU running back Garrett Wolf. So much potential, only if he wasn't 5'4". Okay, that's what we're going to go with. What do you guys want to go with for that?
Assuming that my guy doesn't be taking it seriously in this competition.
Well, we don't know his name for sure, so. Ben, what do you want to do?
What do you mean?
Well, we have to pick one.
Oh. Jim, tell my man.
Austin, you're the tiebreaker here.
I mean, you're going to ask the Sox fan this.
All right, we're going with Jim Thome. Jim Thome as our number 25 of the week. You can find us on Twitter at Shy Bench Thought. You can like us on Facebook at Thoughts from the Bench. You can find our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. All that baloney. If you like the podcast, shoot us some feedback. We always love to hear from you. And we'll be back next week with our week 2 pick'ems. See you later.